Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into a classic that's over 100 years old, but still feels like it was written yesterday. It's H.G. Wells' The War of the Worlds. Sophie, you read this one with me, and I have to ask, what did you think? Did it hold up?
Oh, it absolutely held up, Sam. I mean, it's a foundational sci-fi novel, but what got me is how it's not really about aliens at all. It's about us. Wells uses this Martian invasion to hold a mirror up to humanity, and honestly, it's not a flattering picture.
Right. And it opens in such a quiet way. The narrator is just looking at Mars through a telescope, and he sees this flash. And there's this assumption, you know, that if there are Martians, they must be wiser and more benevolent than us. That assumption gets shattered pretty quickly.
Oh, completely. The first cylinder lands, and people treat it like a carnival. They're bringing picnic baskets to go see this thing. And then the top screws off, and what comes out is not a gentle elder. It's a monstrous creature with tentacles and a beak. And then the heat ray just wipes out the crowd.
That moment is so chilling. The narrator barely escapes with his life. And it's not like the Martians are even malicious in a human way. They don't hate us. They just don't care. We're like ants to them. And all our technology, our battleships and cannons, they're useless.
And that's where Wells does something brilliant. He doesn't focus on the grand strategy or the heroic last stands. He follows the narrator as a refugee, a guy stripped of everything, just trying to survive. We see the panic in the streets, the breakdown of society, the raw animal terror.
Yeah, and the narrator is not a hero. He's just a survivor. There's this one part with a curate, a man of God, who completely loses it. He's babbling about divine punishment, and he becomes a danger. The narrator actually knocks him out, and then a Martian tentacle comes in and drags him away.
And the narrator feels relief, not guilt. That's the brutal logic of survival. Morality is a luxury when you're just trying to see the next sunrise. Wells is showing us that the line between civilized and savage is terrifyingly thin.
Then there's the artilleryman, who's the opposite. He's not broken, he's energized. He dreams of a hidden society living underground, waiting to rise up. But he's all talk. He's a fantasist. It's another bitter lesson about human nature.
And you can't ignore the colonial subtext. This was written in 1898, at the height of the British Empire. The Martians are doing to the English what the English did to so many other people. They're the ultimate colonizers, and it's a brutal lesson in karma.
It really makes you see the horror from the other side. And the ending is just ironic. The Martians aren't defeated by human ingenuity. They're killed by bacteria, common germs. We didn't win the war. The war just ended. It's a profound humiliation.
Exactly.
Our survival was an accident, a biological lottery. And that's the real horror. The universe doesn't care about us. We're not special. Wells is calling us to humility, to recognize that our power and our certainties are built on sand.
So the thing I'm taking away is that this book is a warning against arrogance. It's not just about aliens. It's about the monster of human pride. And it's a reminder that we're just passengers on a fragile ship in a dark, dangerous sea.
And if you want to explore more books like this, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. They've got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. The War of the Worlds is a story about the end of innocence, a humbling reminder that we are not the center of the universe. And that's a lesson worth remembering. We'll see you in the next one.